You're listening to Language Casters Football Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show for all football fans who wish to improve their English language skills. My name's Damien, and I'm based here in Hong Kong, while we'll be hearing from Damon, who's in Tokyo, later on in the show. Now, the 2013-14 Champions League group stages start next week, and so on this week's show, Damon will be previewing this competition in our main listening report. There's lots of language support for this section, including a worksheet and a list of key words. We will also focus on some of the big games from around the world in our weekly predictions battle, in which Damon and myself, along with a guest, try and predict the scores of some of the week's big games. And this week we've got two big derbies from Italy, as well as some of the big Champions League matches. We also have another English for football phrase, and this week we explain the expression top drawer. We also have other news and comments from the only football podcast for learners of English.
Ακούτε languagecaster.com.
Yes, indeed, you are listening to languagecaster.com. Now, on this week's main listening report, Damon takes a look at this season's Champions League group stages, and this report comes with a worksheet with answers, a vocabulary list, and of course a transcript, which can all be downloaded from our site at languagecaster.com.
This week the Champions League group stages get underway, so we take a look at some of the talking points in Europe's Premier competition. Let's start by looking at some favourites. Choosing a winner for this season's Champions League competition can never be easy, as we're still waiting for the group games to kick off. However, there are plenty of teams with pedigree and good league form. The two Spanish giants, Real Madrid and Barcelona, will always be in the mix come April and May next year. And of course, the holders, Bayern Munich, must be counted as a favourite. In fact, they're the favourites with most bookies. There are question marks over Manchester City's ability to perform on the big stage, despite the millions they've spent on the team. So from England, Chelsea have experience, strength in depth, and are always hard to beat. They also have Mourinho's know-how from the dugout too. Joining these teams should be Juventus and Paris Saint-Germain. The group of death. On paper, easily the most difficult group, and therefore the one dubbed the group of death, is Group F. This contains a Napoli side, who've come out of the blocks quickly in Serie A with 3 wins from 3. They also have bought well in the transfer window and look like a tough proposition for any side. Dortmund, the only team to come close to Bayern, and last year's losing finalists, will prove stiff opposition, as will Marseille, who will rely on their intimidating home ground. The last team in this group are Arsenal, who have bags of Champions League experience, but still no trophy. None of these teams are favourites to win, but all have a similar level of class. Too tight to call. Dark horses. Well, a dark horse is very different from an outsider. It's the kind of club that everyone knows is good, but goes about their work quietly, while the bigger clubs attract more attention on and off the field. This year, Napoli and Atletico Madrid may well be the dark horses. Napoli will hope Benitez can engineer another cup success, as he did with Liverpool in 2005, and Atletico Madrid, if they get past the group stages, will believe that their strike force of Villa and Falcao can help them progress. What about a Mino? Pilsen, Czech champions, will struggle in the Champions League, but after finishing in the last 16 in last year's Europa League, they can't be considered minnows. If we have to pick a minnow from the 32 teams, it has to be Austria Vienna. Austrian champions, but this is their first time in the group stages. They may get stage fright. Predictions? Napoli are the dark horses. Arsenal to fail to get out of the group of death. No English teams in the semi-finals, and a Real Madrid-PSG final.
Thank you for that, Damon. Now, do you agree with Damon's Champions League predictions? Let us know which sides you think will be playing in next season's Champions League final. Now, you can access the transcript from that report by coming along to our site at languagecaster.com, where you'll also find lots of other language learning resources, including our football cliche page. These are common expressions used in the soccer world. We also have language quizzes and, of course, all of our previous podcasts and listening reports, many of which have worksheets to go with them, all at languagecaster.com. Now, you can also post any comments or ask any football language-related questions on our site. And you can also follow us on Twitter. That's at LanguageCaster. We've almost got 600 followers there, so thanks to all those people who are following us. We also have a Facebook page, that's Learning English Through Football. So come along and give us a like. Now, next up, we have this week's English for Football expression.
This week, LanguageCaster.com introduces the English for Football phrase, top drawer. What do we mean by the phrase top drawer when we use it in a football match? First, it's useful to have a look at the two words used to make the phrase. Drawer is part of furniture for storing things. You usually keep clothes in a chest of drawers, or you may store important papers and documents in a desk drawer. Top refers to position. It's the opposite of bottom. But top also means the best. The top drawer in a cabinet or chest of drawers is traditionally where people keep their most valued items, such as jewellery, money, or important documents. And the phrase has come to mean top quality, the best there is. How is it used in football? Well, in the recent transfer window, clubs were looking for a top drawer player, a player of top quality. In a game, there may be a fantastic pass. That pass was top drawer. Or a cracking shot. That was right out of the top drawer. Top drawer.
Thanks again to Damon for that. Now, we have a huge list of football expressions and vocabulary in our football glossary. It's like a dictionary of football here on our site at languagecaster.com. Now, you can let us know if you'd like to add more terms to this ever-growing vocabulary resource. We also have a good, the bad and ugly post back on our site, which is a short reading review of the football week. Again, this post comes with vocabulary support to help you with comprehension. Don't forget, we also have a football language forum where you can ask us any questions about words or phrases from the beautiful game. Right, next up we have our predictions battle, in which Damon, myself and a guest try and predict the scores of some of the big games taking place this week. Remember, it's 3 points for a correct score and one for the right result. This week we have David from the United States, who's a Stoke City fan, and he'll be trying his luck to predict games from the Premier League, Serie A and the Champions League. Right, well, the big game in the Premier League this week sees Everton take on Chelsea. I think Everton might have a chance of winning their first game of the season. Well, I hope so. Everton 1, Chelsea 0. Damon's gone for a 1-1 draw, and our guest David, he went for a Chelsea away win. 2-1 to Chelsea for David. Now, two big games in Italy this weekend. It's the classic derby, that's Inter Milan against Juventus. I think this will finish 1-1. Damon disagrees. He thinks Juventus are going to win it 2-1, while David thinks Inter are going to win it 2-1. Let's keep an eye out for that one. The other big game in Italy is the Sampdoria-Genoa derby, and I think this will finish 0-0. Damon's gone for a 2-0 home victory, that's for Sampdoria, while David's gone for a 1-1 draw. Now we've got three games from the Champions League. Manchester United take on Bayer Leverkusen. I think United will be too good for them, and they're going to win this one 2-0. Galatasaray take on Real Madrid, and I think Madrid will be way too strong for the Turkish side. They're going to win this one 2-1. David agrees, he thinks it'll be 4-0, while Damon has gone for a 3-0 Spanish victory. And finally, the hosts, Bayern Munich, they take on CSKA Moscow, and they'll be too strong for the Moscovites, and I think it'll be 2-0 to Bayern Munich. David's gone for a 2-2 draw, while Damon has gone for a German victory 2-1. Let us know what you think about those games by coming along to our site at languagecaster.com. That's it for this week. Enjoy all of the football, and we'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.